Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action in the Premier League, looking for the quintuplet with five wins in a row under the Jason Wilcox regime. Away at West Ham this evening. This is probably a game where we'll really learn a lot more about Manchester United sort of in this run. After today, they don't have a game for 2 weeks. So they'll need to refresh and restart. Whatever happens to that, they need to be ready, refresh and restart on the for that game in a couple of weeks. Everton away. Dennis should hopefully be on the pod then. He might deign to join us. Although he's not answering my calls at the moment. Hey-ho, such is life. Although I think I might have called during the Everton-Bournemouth game, possibly. I can't remember what time it was. Maybe it was just before kickoff. Might be busy in the pub. But for United, they've kept the same 11. So it's a Lemenzin goal. It's a back four of Dalot, Maguire, Martinez and Luke Shaw. Mainoo and Casemiro with Bruno ahead in the middle. And then it's Mbeumo down the middle with Cunha on the left and Ahmad on the right. So a tricky game at West Ham. West Ham are one of the informed teams as well in the Premier League. I think they've won three of their last four. United have struggled at the London Stadium. It's funny though, because in regards of atmosphere, I've not been there myself, but what people say compared to Upton Park, it's not an intimidating atmosphere. Upton Park was a very intimidating atmosphere. West Ham have scuppered Manchester United on about a couple of occasions. I can remember top of my head, 1992 going for the title, and 1995 also going for the title. Stopping Manchester United, especially 1995, stopping them winning the title. But they haven't had the greatest of performances there. I mean, as I say, the classic Erik ten Hag game, which was basically just a disgrace from the players. But as I say, they seem to have stepped up now. It's amazing how players seem to be able to put in effort when it suits. That's part of the problem at the football club. As I say, it's when suits instead of having a culture within the club where actually we're trying to get towards success. So there was that one where they wanted to get Erik ten Hag sat. I remember the David De Gea one when he basically just chucked it in. That was a shocker. And I also remember one recently. I remember it was December. It was a 2-0 West Ham win. Both sides absolutely awful. But West Ham just had that little more nous and what to win it more in that game. And with two late goals, as far as I recall, a 2-0 victory. I don't think that was last, because last season was the Erik ten Hag one. Possibly the season before. But United have struggled at the London Stadium in recent years and recent performances. And they need to book that trend, as I say, if they're going to get the quintuple. Obviously, from West Ham's point of view, they're in the relegation battle. They've put themselves right back in it. They can get level on points with Nottingham Forest tonight with a victory. So they will be thinking to themselves, we can actually really push ourselves up and, think about survival. Obviously, for United, it's about getting as far up the league as they possibly can to secure European football for next season. Another thing with West Ham, Nuno Espirito Santo. He always seems to be able to, always gives United, whenever United play one of his teams, whether they win, lose or draw, it's a difficult, difficult game. Did the double over United last season with Nottingham Forest. And already got a point off them in the game at Old Trafford at the end of November. I think that was actually my last match at the ground, actually. So I am due back for the Crystal Palace game. I can hear everyone cheering for that. Yeah, I'll be back for the Palace game, which is United's next home match at the start of March. As I say, they've only got one more game in February after this against Everton before they moved the Palace game to the Sunday. So that's why that hit on the 1st of March. So I will be back at half time. I'll be watching the game at home. So we'll be back at half time with my thoughts. Half time at the London Stadium. It's West Ham 0, Manchester United 0. An intriguing game with both sides. There is attacking intent from both sides, but They've sort of struggled when they've sort of got toward, you know, actually within the penalty area. There's been a lot of possession for both teams outside. There's a lot of probing. And I think in this game, the first goal could be quite crucial. I mean, when Manchester United have played Espirito Santo teams, there has been caginess from the sides he's managing. But to be fair, West Ham, Bowen and Somerville, two clear danger men, have caused United problems on both flanks. Shaw and Dalot are earning their corner season. The best chances are the two big opportunities. Well, I'll say big opportunity. Good save from the men's from a Somerville shot from the edge of the box. It's a save he should make, but it's one of those where you've got to be careful and make sure that you clear it away and push it out for a corner. And then from a Manchester United corner, another sort of corner setup routine, drilled one along the floor to Luke Shaw just on the edge of the 6-yard box. He got a good connection, but Wan-Bissaka, typical, had to be him, was on the line to clear that ball away. Ahmad had an opportunity when he was put through by Luke Shaw, but he hit the side netting. Cunha has looked sort of dangerous. He's been coming in off that left hand side, but that also leaves a bit of space for Bowen to attack Luke Shaw. So that's sort of something to look at. Although initially at the start of the game, although they swapped back now, it looked like Cunha was playing through the middle, then Mbeumo playing on the left sort of, that seemed to sort of change over back to Mbeumo through the middle. I mean, Mbeumo he's better at chasing back than Cunha, so maybe that was just sort of in the period where Bowen was sort of putting a lot of pressure onto Luke Shaw. So half time 0-0. As I say, is a draw a good result for both sides? I mean, maybe it is. I mean, looking at the other scores, I've just sort of had a quick look at Newcastle are winning. Leeds have come back from 2 down to draw 2-2 with Chelsea. Dennis actually, obviously mentioned it before, not answering the calls. He didn't call me, to be honest. During the match, he did answer it because I can do two things at once, especially when I don't have the commentary on. I did tell him that I called him out on the pod for not answering his calls, but to be fair, fair enough. He also talks about Everton leading 1-0, and the game in 2 weeks could be a battle of two teams going for Europe. It will still be a battle of two teams going for Europe, whatever the result. Say they're now losing 2-1 and have had a man sent off Everton. It will still be a battle between two teams trying to get into Europe, because if you look at that Premier League table in that area, sort of essentially apart from the top two, it's a bun fight. I mean, as I say, a bit lower underneath sort of fifth where Chelsea are, it's even more of a bum fight. So there'll be opportunities for a lot of teams this season to push themselves further up that table and challenge for Europe if they don't get in via a cup route this season. So as I say, half-time 0-0. Let's see what happens within the second half. This is an opportunity for both teams, but will United push on to try and get that winner? We'll see. It may come down to maybe how strong the benches are. Obviously, we've got Sesko on the bench for United. I think Xerxes on the bench as well. So, you know, that may be a key thing as well. You know, those substitutions for players, key changes at times, that can make the difference in a match, which looking at this, looks like it's going to be tight, and it probably may take just the odd goal to see a victory for either side. Well, if it is going to be one goal that wins this game, Manchester United are going to lose it because of a goal down just 5 minutes into the second half. Poor play from Luke Shaw, letting the ball bounce. Just schoolboy error. And then a good cross from Bowen. It was a classic midfielder's run in between Martinez. Maine, who didn't track him. To be honest, it's really close into the goal. But the mistake happened earlier, letting the ball bounce, allowing Jared Bowen. And, you know, when you've got Jared Bowen by the side of you, it's a goal that United could have avoided. But this is the test now. They were goal down. They got plenty of time to get back into this game. If the so-called new United under Jason Wilcox and under Michael Carrick, let's see what they are made of in this regard. West Ham look solid at the back. United have looked pretty solid at the back, but it's West Ham that have got through. And it's And it's a case now of United having to confirm a goal down to try and equalise at least. And then if they can do that, maybe try and get a winner. But it's a case now of seeing what this new United, so-called new United, have. And it's over at the London Stadium, and a late equaliser for Manchester United. Sesko, who, I mean, it's quite apt, to be perfectly honest. I mean, it's the second time he's in three matches that a goal from him has got United points, basically. More points than, not necessarily that they should have got, but just key points, or points in this case. But it's quite apt that you bring on a 6'5" striker and nobody crossed the ball to him in the air. For pretty much all times on the pitch. The one cross he gets low to his foot, a brilliant flick into the corner of the net. And I mean, I mean whether you say deserved, I mean, I personally think it was. I think a draw is a fair result. West Ham did have opportunities later in the game, but that's because United had to attack. They had to push forward and leave gaps. And to be fair to Michael Carrick, he made a good substitution, taking off Maguire, bringing on Yoro. Yoro had a really good cameo. He's got the legs to deal with counter-attacks like that when United are leaving. Well, they were leaving a lot of gaps, and they're not the fastest team either. But as I say, after the Suchet goal, Casemiro did score, but he was just offside. And United struggled. You go behind against Espirito Santo side. They sit back, but they're strong on the counter attack, and they're very solid in midfield. I mean, Matias Fernandes, who was at Southampton last season, he dominated us when they played us when Ahmad skanked. Well, I wouldn't say he skanked, but United skanked the 3-1 victory last season. But United's midfield really couldn't get anything going. West Ham did. They did. Smother them in those positions, and I think what you've also got to take into account is, I mean, and this is where I think as a football club, this is why the club is utterly clueless and standards through the floor. You know, win a few matches, the people in the background tend to think, oh, everything's sorted. As I say, from Jason Wilcox's point of view, he does understand football. Let's hope he doesn't realise that. And I'm sure, I mean, as I say, I didn't see his face today, but judging by his face when you see him, Mr. Poker Face, he's probably just thinking there's a lot more work that needs to be done. And you know what? You win four matches in a row, teams will look at you and they'll think to themselves, where are the weaknesses in those in that side? And I think today United got smothered in midfield, and they did target the fullbacks. To be fair to Dallo, he did pretty well against Somerville. Somerville was live. Sure, he did struggle a little bit against Burnley. I think couldn't come in and leave gaps. It didn't help at times, but he did make a mistake. The goal never did bounce. Utterly ridiculous to let it bounce. Just clear the ball away, especially when someone like Jared Bowen, who was doing superb defending as well, when United were just fiddling around with the ball sort of on the edges of West Ham's box halfway inside the half. Who was there to clear balls away? Jared Bowen. He always plays well against us. But other than obviously Sesko's massive goal for the equaliser, Xerxes came on, and he was decent when he came on. And if you bring it on substitution, I talked about substitutes sort of when I'm speaking around at half time. Substitutes make a difference in games, and Xerxes came on, and again he did have energy. He was very unlucky with a header that just scraped the post. For a cross, I think the cross was from Ahmad maybe. I think it was from Bruno. I think it was a right foot cross. Brilliant header, but he was just past the post. As I say, West Ham did have opportunities, had breakaways. Yoro with some fantastic, as I say, getting back in position. Maguire wouldn't have been able to do that. Doesn't have the pace in that way, or be able to sort of the long legs. He wouldn't have been in the position to do the blocks. And fair play to Yoro for doing that. And, you know, he's not getting a lot of game time, but you know, whether when you are winning matches, you're not necessarily going to change a winning team. But Yoro got his opportunity, and he came on and did well and helped Manchester United and made sure they weren't 2-0 down and it's game over. So it's only a goal down, still opportunities to win the match. And even in the last minute, to be fair, Ahmad, who he just had an in and out game. He got the ball in good position at time, but just didn't make the right decisions. He did make a brilliant run at one point, but Mbeumo didn't see him. But Ahmad was running through right at the end of the match. He was thinking, and he was allowed to get into the box, and he squared it, but it was a poor pass. So it's like he probably should have shot because he was getting closer to goal. It wasn't, you know, he would have had an opportunity on his left foot, probably should have shot. But that would have been, that wouldn't have been justice. I think a draw would have been a fair result. I mean, I think if West Ham had won, everybody would have been saying brilliant backs to the wall from West Ham. And that's fair enough because I spoke about this. You get the first goal in the game, you can dictate to some extent how you want to play the game. And like at Old Trafford, United win the lead, and West Ham got their late equaliser this time. West Ham got themselves into the lead, and United got themselves the late equaliser. And as I say, I think I deserve the equaliser. And I think, you know, obviously beating Man City, fantastic. Beating Arsenal, fantastic. Beating Fulham, obviously fantastic. But obviously beating Spurs, fantastic. But I think this point is a very important point because in all the previous matches, little tiny things went United's way. If they'd gone the other way, maybe they wouldn't have got the result that they got. But today, things went against United, but they still managed to push on and get the equaliser. And that's the mentality, the club. That should be the minimum standard and the mentality the players at this football club should have all of the time. Keep going. You keep going. Sometimes things go against you, but you just keep playing, keep battling. You hope for the best. As I say, Sasko was a 70-odd million pound player in the summer, so you sort of expect him to do that, but he seems to be sort of doing well coming off the bench at the moment. I mean, there will be opportunities when he'll probably start because, you know, you look at the form of the three front players and Bruno's the one that seems to be playing the majority of the minutes, and then, you know, that's probably justified. Ahmed didn't have the greatest game today. Cunha, he was taken off. He didn't look so happy to be taken off, but that's what you want. You want players to not be able to take off. Have to do better the next time. And the next time is in 2 weeks' time or 13 days where it's away at Everton. And, you know, United have got to make sure they don't find themselves a goal behind at Everton. Everton are struggling at home as well, so wouldn't be surprised to see them turn up against Manchester United. But it's up to United to play on that, play on the fact that Everton have been struggling at home and not winning games at home. Don't give them the opportunity. And as I say, they owe payback for the disgraceful performance in the match at Old Trafford. So as I say, there'll be time for resting up. You would imagine Carrick will maybe stick with the same, possibly with the same type of formation. But maybe Sesko will have opportunity. I think I heard someone say he had 5 minutes to go tonight and he had 5 in his last 6 appearances. So, you know, opportunity there. And that's a huge goal for Sesko and Manchester United to say you want to keep playing to the bitter end. And I think that is, for me, the best, not necessarily the best result because look at the teams that Manchester United are beating, but the best in regards of keeping on going when things haven't gone your way. That mentality, that standard, which this Manchester, this United, the standards on the football pitch have been absolutely shocking since Alex Ferguson left. They've not been prioritised. It's a fact. It's been known. Well, I did tell you in 2013, but nobody wanted to listen. And look where the football club is now. As I say, they are. They do. I think they stay in fourth place. But that league table, you see the team. Leeds coming back from 2-2 against Chelsea today. Any match against any team is very difficult. Look at Bournemouth. Look at Bournemouth. Struggled. They had a period where they didn't win for ages. So they came to Old Trafford, had an amazing 4-4 draw. They lose Semenyo, and look, they've gone to Everton and won from a goal down, and they were 2-1 up before Everton had their player sent off. And they're pushing themselves the same number of points as Everton, 8 behind United. So, you know, it's very tight. We've got to go to Bournemouth for Friday night at Bournemouth. Joyous, but that's going to be a difficult game, as they all will be, Manchester United. But the standards have to be set and kept, and the players have to mentally be right in their heads, and instead of actually coming up with mealy-mouthed excuses, step up to the plate. And they stepped up at the end of this game, so you'll take the point. It could have been worse, but as I say, there's little things you can get from that. As I say, 13 days, got a couple of weeks till they actually next play a competitive match. There's talk of them maybe playing a friendly in this period because of the financial situation. We'll see how that pans out. But as I say, it's a case maybe get some players back. Mason Mount might be fit by the Everton game. You never know. I mean, funny enough, I think Mason Mount would actually be better on the left-hand side instead of Cunha in regards to the defensive ability. But the thing is, you never actually know if he's going to be able to last 90 seconds, let alone 90 minutes. So, but we'll see what Carrick does. As I say, plenty of time to think before the next game, which is a Monday night match on the 23rd of Feb. So everybody else would have played. So United may have dropped down a little bit in the table, depending on the other results. But they need to turn up at at the Hill Dickinson Stadium, ready to step up, and they can't allow. The fact they've not played for 2 weeks. I mean, to be fair, Everton, I think, are in the same boat. So maybe they should go off and play friendly in Saudi Arabia and split how much extra money they can get out of that. But we'll see. So, a point for United. As always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Pcast. Search MUFC Global and it will come up. So the winning run is over. If you're not going to win, get the point. But then they need to restart again. Everton away in just under 2 weeks' time. Dennis, hopefully back on the pod where our plan is to meet up. But we're going out in Manchester to watch the game. So and hopefully his son will come along as well. He's a good lad as well. So I can take 2-1, but. It's fine. His son's a good lad. Dennis, a bit more of a handful. But anyway, so as always, thanks for listening. And I will be back after the Everton game. Yeah, in a couple of weeks' time.